Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Okay, all right. How do we do this again, Os?
We go, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Feels on Meals. And we have a special guest today. But first, it's me, Ozzy, and it's her, Boba. Yay! Who's our special guest today?
Hello.
It's me, Bedgwin.
Hello, Bedgwin. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm excited for the Christmas holiday spirit.
Oh, you're dating the podcast.
Oh my god. This
will probably go out during Christmas.
For goodness sake. Ruined.
You had one job.
I think this is quite a Christmassy feeling though. There's something about what we're looking at today that fills me with
Christmas.
Food and Christmas. Yeah. It's pretty warming and cozy and lovely and such a shareable experience. I really enjoy this. So where are we?
Ooh. What have you brought us today, Pedgwin?
This is somewhere we visited very recently, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And Ozzy's right. The dish we had, we'll focus on quite a lot. But it is a dish to be shared, and it's a Chinese cuisine. I've never watched an episode. Okay, guys, what format?
Wow.
Do I say the food first, or do I say the restaurant? Like, what?
Well, what we usually do is we'll just chat about it a bit broad, and then we'll go through like what the outside looks like, what the inside looks like, what the menu looks like, and then talk about the food. So. And okay. We can talk about our experiences through, but this is like fast and loose because it's a guest thing. So you can kind of like direct us which way you want to go because that means less work for me and Ozzy.
Mm. Okay. All right. I like to start from the start, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you're walking down the street. Okay. No, it wasn't that. I mean, okay. So. Walking up a very large hill. So, I mean, picture the scene. We're walking up a hill.
Mm.
Ravs is already complaining because Ravs almost got an Uber. No joke. Ravs almost got an Uber because we mentioned the word hill.
Well, this is a very like intimidating hill. Even I come from flat Florida and I don't really like this hill. Like this, this like Google Maps makes it look like it's not that steep of a hill, but my feet are used to being horizontal, not diagonal. So like for me, I feel this in my calves and like, this is a busy, cool street though. I do like Park Street.
Yeah, it is a nice street. There's so many things, so many places to eat on this place as well. I would say that this is not a hill. This to me is like, I live in Milton Keynes. Where there's like
north,
I come from Yorkshire, so hills there are just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like mountain climbing. Also, Wales, I visited Wales this year, and that's I didn't know if my car was gonna get up any of the roads. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, that's so scary, too.
Yeah. But Milton Keynes is the flattest place known to man, so I agree, it's a bit of a shock to the system walking up.
Mm-hmm.
This small incline.
Okay, small incline I can handle as long as the word incline is there. I'll feel a little bit less bad.
All right, so you're walking up the hill, you know, Ravs is complaining, you know, but you're going to a big group dinner, you promised some delicious food. The front of the restaurant is called 113, which I assume is the number of the street. And it's called KTV, which stands for what does
karaoke
it stand?
Television?
That's what I thought.
I think it's karaoke television, yeah. But since COVID, this place hasn't done any karaoke, and it is just a restaurant now. I'm pretty sure if you look up the menu online, it literally says it's just called 113. Ooh, yeah. What does it say?
113 Bristol. And karaoke.
Yeah, but without the karaoke. But yeah, it's a Chinese restaurant. That used to do karaoke, but now focus on their food. Mm-hmm. It's super authentic. Any dish that you get, you know, if you're used to like the Chinese shop on the corner that sells your egg fried
chicken
rice and your chicken poppers and stuff like that, you're probably as much as I love them.
Yeah.
If you order the exact same dish at this authentic place, you will be confused and you'll be like,
yeah,
where's my like chicken poppers? I was you'll be very confused.
Chicken poppers and what else? Crab rangoon. I don't even think they had that on the menu.
No,
they had prawn toast though.
They did have prawn toast, and that was very accurate to actually, that is probably the most recognizable thing I think we saw. But they have other things like sweet and sour chicken, but it's done so well. Like it's you kind of get used to how I think you could go to any Chinese takeaway and it tastes very similar, but this place is like, oh, it's got that. I don't know. It feels extra special.
It feels authentic, like yeah. Edwin's saying, and yeah. it doesn't feel like white people Chinese food, you know,
right.
Like where it's like, okay, you know, this is a restaurant that's in the middle of a city where a lot of like people are probably going to be ordering it and looking for their chicken poppers and their prawn crackers and stuff. So
they both have their merits. I mean, I do love to get myself a cheeky Chinese, where it's just you know the stuff in those little packs, and they're just as good, honestly. But this place does do like the super authentic stuff.
Yeah,
And yeah, and like, shall we? So you walk into the restaurant. I'm trying to just like do it step by step. Mm-hmm. You go into the restaurant, and the tables have those. Some of them have like the heaters on the table where you can like cook some food. And they're for the hot pots. Sometimes they use them for the dry, spicy hot pot, which is what we're going to be talking about today. But they didn't use it the time we went in. But there was a time when me and Boba went in and they used it.
I also really like how I remember walking in here for the first time and I really enjoyed like how minimalist it was. There wasn't, you know, I guess like it feels very just very comfortable and cozy. But you're also you're not packed in there, I wouldn't say, but it's like a very intimate dining experience. And it's very minimalist. Like the walls are white. They've got really nice sort of metal tables with a wooden top, like Ped said, with the heating things on top, and white seats and a wooden floor. And it's, I don't know, it feels very just comfortable. I don't know. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
Quite bright.
It's like
as
it's
well.
In its own little nook. You know, like its own little tucked away little nook. Because I think they do when they are doing the karaoke, they do it in the back of the building. I've not seen back there. But like, there's like mostly the tables are pushed up by the wall. And then those are like the booth seating. And then there's like the smaller little sofa chairs or whatever they are.
I am curious if they still do the KTV. I haven't walked all the way to the back yet, but I don't know if it's there anymore, but who
I
knows?
Think as well, I feel too scared. Whenever we go, I'm too scared to be like, do you do karaoke? Like, I don't know. It's one of those things. I think also we've not really been in the mood for karaoke, but maybe next time when we go, we'll have to
maybe.
Ask.
We can ask them, The KTV experience is really, really fun. You know, they put you in a little room and you can actually order food to the room, but I don't know if they do it anymore.
Could you imagine having like a half or like a whole duck and just singing singing some bangers, like,
which Sarah did order half of a duck and they gave her half of a duck, like we've got a picture pulled up here too, but it was so funny because she was like, oh, let me just get, you know, half a duck and rice, because you think, you know, that when you order half a duck, you don't actually get half a duck. But she did. She got half a duck. It was a lot of food, but it looked so delicious too. I didn't have any, but I think those you had some, right?
I did, yeah. It was really, really good. It was, I mean, you can see from this picture, it's like the skin's all crispy and it's literally just like split down the middle. So there's all the bones in it as well. So you know, you kind of like get a surprise bone occasionally, but it was really good, really succulent, and it was really cheap for what you get. It was really, really good value.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think the traditional way of like eating these at a Chinese restaurant like this would be you go in with your friends and then you order like a bunch of dishes and you all kind of share those dishes. Mm. Whereas like an English restaurant, everyone orders their own thing, yeah, and eats their own thing, unless, mm-hmm, you know, unless you get a side, mm-hmm, or a star or whatever. So I think we embraced that a little bit. I think we had like our separate groups. We went in with like six of us. Mm-hmm. But I think we embraced that, you know, Ravs had, what did he have? He had those.
He had salt and pepper fried squid. And yeah, then he had that like beef in some sort of curry or something.
Really good, yeah.
Satay beef,
and Ravs was like, eat my food. And so all of us are like, yeah, okay, you only have to offer and we will.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good merit as well. When you go into a place and you want people to try what you're trying, because it's like, mm-hmm, wow, this is so good. You need to take a bite of what I'm eating. And we were kind of, poor Ravs's squid was getting like just decimated.
Oh my god, it was so getting delicious. Yeah,
it was really good.
It was good. But yeah, but when we got our food, Ravs tried that as well. And Ravs isn't much of a spicy boy, but he tried it regardless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a champ. Sarah tried some too. She was dying. We had Sarah and Ravs across from each other. Then we had Oz and Duncan across from each other. And then me and Pedwin across from each other. And I think we like matched it up pretty well. We had the two non-spicy people down at the end. And then Duncan and Oz were able to customize what they wanted. And me and Ped, you know, not our first rodeo at this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we had, what Duncan and Oz had, what me and Boba had, we had something that's called mala xianguo, which in English is a dry hot pot or dry spicy hot pot, whatever you want to call it. The hot pot is super popular, but a lot of people think of like the wet one where you kind of cook your own stuff. This one is dry. So it's already fully cooked and stuff. It is quite different at this restaurant compared to a lot of other restaurants. And I'll fill you in, Oza, because you only got to experience this one. But yeah, at a normal, they probably don't do it in England very often. I have seen it, but it's not as common. But in China, usually, have you got the picture, Boba, where...
Mm-hmm. Do you want the first one?
Yeah, sure. So you'd walk in and the restaurant might specialize in this dish. Mm. And you'd have a tray and you'd essentially go up to like a buffet bar and grab all the types of food you would want. So, you know, there'd be like a vegetable section and there'd be a meat section. And you literally just grab whatever you want and put it in a bowl.
Mm.
And then take it up to the chef and then to tell them the spiciness that you want. And then go sit at your table and patiently wait. So that's how it's normally done.
That's really, really bizarre, isn't it? Like I never thought that it would be like a pick and mix.
Yeah, like a little grocery store.
Yeah. And in this photo, you've got like, you can sort of see bundles of mushrooms and like seaweed. And I think there's that ear fungus, black ear fungus, tomatoes, broccoli, all sorts of like really delicious, fresh looking, varied food. It looks really, really yummy.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess this is cool too, because you're talking about in comparison to the wet hot pot, which would be like, usually you sit down, you've got your broth. And is this how they do it everywhere then? So you sit down, you've got your like broth and then you decide what you want and then you're cooking that yourself. Whereas this, you're like taking it up to them and they're cooking it for you.
Yeah, pretty much. If you were getting the wet hot pot, usually you would just select a bunch of stuff from the menu and then they'd bring it over in a big tray because there's usually going to be too much to carry.
Right.
Whereas with this, you just get a big bowl. And it doesn't matter if you mix and match and whatever, because it's all just going to be in a big bowl by the end of it.
Right.
Whereas with hot pot, yeah, you kind of just want to get a big mass amount of like, you know, your lamb slices there, your potato slices there. You want it to all kind of be like in a big pile that you kind of just individually put in so you know what's going into the hot pot, so you know what to fish for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what did you think of the food?
I love it. Like I think about eating, I just wish there was a place near me that did something like this because I would be there so often. It's so delicious. I like the customizable aspect of it as well. So if you're kind of like, oh, I fancy trying something, and, you know, if it's not necessarily something you would choose ordinarily, like they have bullfrog, I think you can get like spicy bullfrog. And I will at one point try that. I'm assuming they will do it really, really well. But yeah, haven't like got the bravery to do it just yet. But I just love how oh my gosh, it's just so delicious. It's really difficult to describe how delicious it is. And I think there's also like authentic Chinese food. I think everyone says like, oh yeah, it's really spicy. Like it's crazy spicy, but it's really not. It's just, to me, it isn't. It's like a really good heat, and you can still taste all the ingredients in it. And it's just, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I think we had half spice in ours because Pedgwin was nice to me, because I'm not,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm dipping my toes into spice. I'm not like, I'm not fully there yet. But I do notice there's only ever like once, maybe one bite that I have where it's just like
too much.
Because, yeah, or like some of them, you know, some things that you eat that are spicy, or some hot sauces they make, it's like they make them just so that they're spicy and not like flavor.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
this is like, maybe I'll have like a peppercorn or something that's mixed in there, and that's one of the bites where it's like, oh, this just tastes like spice.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is like a really good flavor, which you can kind of cut with, you know, having rice or something if you're not like big into spicy. Or you can like, Pedgwin taught me to scrape all of the, like seeds and stuff off of the food. So, but when we went, we had, we both, I think, did the chicken poppers one, right? Mm. So the sauteed chicken poppers was the base, which comes with like broccoli, the ear fungus, and then like cauliflower and lotus root.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And then a bunch of chilies mixed in. And then they've got Oz's fiery sauteed bullfrog she wants to try too. And
you really want to try it.
Pork and cauliflower, like vegetable ones. Because I think another cool thing about this is because of how customizable it is too, you can make something that's completely like veggie, because they've got so many different options. So we've got like, whenever we go, we get the base and then we order from the hot pot section, which me and Pedgwin went, so we went with everyone, what, like the day that I got here. And then so like a week later or something, less than a week later, me and Ped went back and we were gonna have the wet one. And then we accidentally like ordered, like, I don't understand.
But how did it happen?
So no, we wanted to order the dry one. We decided, okay, let's order the dry one.
Okay, yeah.
And then as we were ordering the dry one, we did what we did when we went O's and was like, okay, we'd like the dry one, but we'd all, you know, it comes with the base, chicken poppers, the lotus, the ear fungus. It comes with a base, right? And we added extra stuff, you know, with like the lamb slices, the fish balls, the stuff like that. We added those extra. But when I tried to add those extra in, she said they don't do that. She said
it was a different
that wasn't
waitress.
Possible.
Oh, she said, "Oh no, it's just the hot pot." So we were like, "Okay."
Which is strange. This happens a couple. I've been to this place quite often now, and sometimes
it depends on who's the waitress or waiter the
day. Yeah, because traditionally, dry hot pot, you get like a buffet of stuff that you would pick, right? So her to be like, oh no, you can't pick extra stuff, is like, what? Don't be ridiculous. Especially since just the other week we had it with all this exotic
we had stuff. Six things and like six added ones in our pot, and I think Duncan and Oz had like four or five.
Yeah.
And this isn't cheap either. How much is it just for the
base?
The base. Let's just have a look and we'll add this up. So
we've got £16.50 for the sauteed chicken poppers base with all of the spices and all of the veggies that come with it. And then, no, we'll go through. So there's dipping sausage. There's dipping sausage, which I like to get because I like the sesame paste because it helps it be less spicy for a little boba. But yeah, take us through all the ingredients, Ped, from meat and veggies.
Yeah, so this is the hot pot page. So, you know, it makes sense that she would be like, oh, this is a hot pot page. You know, you can't, you know, put this food into the, you know, the dry hot pot. But almost every time I've managed to, you know, at least get them to do it. But this time she wouldn't let me. But Boba would usually get the sesame paste regardless of what we're getting, because it's just a bowl full of light peanut butter, essentially.
Yes, which is good for me. Sometimes they're like, oh, that doesn't go with this. And I'm like, I will have it anyways, yeah, please.
Both is just like, yeah, can I have a bowl of peanut butter, please?
Bring me your peanut butter.
And they're like, are you sure, madam? That's not a good palate. I want my peanut butter, damn it.
It's so good. It helps it be less spicy. I dip it in that and then I put the white rice with it. And it's like, even a boba can handle a spice with these simple tricks the doctors don't want you to know about.
So the ingredient list is like it's like £5 at a minimum. And they go up to like £9 on some of these as well. So they are very, very expensive. So when adding to the already existing dry hot pot that already has quite a lot to it, and then adding four of these things, which is just going to double the price at a minimum, ends up usually being like a 50 quid. It's shared, you know, you can share this between, you know, 2 to 4 people, I think.
It's so good and so much. It is a decent amount of food. Like,
yeah. I think we ended up getting two separate ones because we just kind of wanted to get our, you were getting the spicier one, we were getting the less spicy one. It was just easier to have two separate ones.
But, and customizing them too. So like the different things that you wanted to try versus what we wanted to try.
You can get like a bigger bowl than we had for a whole table of like 6 people if you wanted to. Like this is like a dish made to be shared. So it is quite, you know, big and usually it comes with loads and loads of food.
Yeah. So I think Duncan and I, we added pork belly slices. I think then that was the only meat extra that we had with our chicken poppers one. And then I think we got enoki mushrooms. We got, what else did we get? What did we have? Oh my gosh, my memory. I think we got like Chinese leaves and... I can't even remember
Did you get another type of mushroom too? Did you get 2 mushrooms?
I think you wanted to get the Erngil
mushroom,
which is just a massive mushroom, but they didn't have that.
No, they didn't have them. But I think, I can't even remember. I think we might have only had like 2 extra things, unless we got, maybe we got, what else did we get? I can't, because looking at this, I'm like, I don't recognize.
I remember though.
But they've maybe got you did get another meat.
Maybe we got like, potato?
Maybe?
Oh, we might have had potato, yeah.
Yeah, but, potato sounds like it.
Yeah, we got things like, but I can't, well, it was always really good, whatever you get. But there's things like luncheon meat on there that you can add, which sounds really strange. But you can also get things like quail eggs. You can get pork sausage, beef tripe, fish meatballs, which you had, and they were really, really tasty.
I'm always surprised when we have the fish meatballs, because I'm like, okay, fish ground up and made into a meatball does not sound really good, but they have the texture of like, if anybody's had pho and they've had those like really like thinly minced meatballs that they have in those, where it's like a chewy texture, it's kind of like that, and it doesn't taste overly fishy, and it soaks up the flavor of the hot pot, which is really nice.
It was really good. But yeah, you can get a few different types of mushrooms, a few different types of tofu, seaweed, sweet corn. I don't know what konnyaku bundles are. Do you know what konnyaku bundles are?
Let's see. Konnyaku bundle? Are they like noodles?
What is that?
Yeah, it's just a type of noodle.
Oh, maybe it's like a bundle of noodles that you... It looks like bondage
I've
rope.
I've seen that, yeah.
It looks it looks like bondage rope that you eat.
So that's good for like a hot pot, because you'd put it in and it's still really easy to get back out after it's cooked because it's all bundled up.
Right. Now, I've just noticed on the menu too, look, it says choose the above ingredients for additional toppings to the following dishes. So you can get it in the hot pot.
The dry one.
Or you can, yeah. Or you can get it with the Korean chicken and melted cheese or the lamb stew, which is, so you can add it to all of those things. But yeah, it's like.
I just say it then. Next time if they question me, I'll be like, it says it right here.
So you can get it with a bunch of different stuff. And yeah, so we accidentally got both. So we got a dry hot pot that was just the chicken poppers base, which was still like a decent amount of food.
It was really good.
And then we got a yin yang hot pot. So we got the plain umami for me, because that's not spicy. And then Pedwin got the numbing spicy soup.
Numbing.
I love. Just sounds wild.
That sounds great. How are the two bases? What did you... Did you try any of the numbing spicy soup, Boba?
I did not. I was too intimidated by the name and the fact that I saw chili flakes just like floating in there and all the oil floating in there. And I was like, I'll do my butt a favor today and I will stay away from that.
Yeah. So you can see on the page where it's got the hot pot with the food around it. So the pot literally looks like that. It's a big pot. And then it's got like a grate through the middle where, you know, so the spicy is on one side and the umami's on the other side, right? I think, though, because we asked for the spicy hot pot to be half spicy, they also made this spicy also half spicy because it wasn't as hot as I would normally expect.
Right. It wasn't numbing spicy, it was just spicy.
Oh, we're going to have to go back, I think, and go for the numbing spicy soup. Because I'm always interested in how, when it's done because I feel like this is a place, if you're going to get a spicy time, this is where you go, you know.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Yeah, next time we'll go. We'll get you, Duncan, me, Boba, and whoever else wants to come on. We'll just get a big hot pot in the middle for all of us, and we'll all just go crazy on that. Because the more people, the tastier it gets. Because you got more people put in different types of meat in there, different types of vegetables. It actually
seasons it.
Yeah, it kind of seasons the hot pot itself. So the longer the meal goes on, the more flavors are essentially getting added in there.
That's interesting.
And yeah, it is delicious.
What did you get for your wet one then? Did you and how do you go about, like, what's the sort of etiquette of like cooking that? You know, I'm still baffled by the idea that, you know, I don't really know how it works.
So we got this time we got lamb slices. We got king prawn. We got fish meatball. I wanted to try glass noodles. I didn't like them. They kind of were like jellyfish noodles, it felt like. They dissolved and were just really like goopy, kind of. But then we also got bean curd sticks. And then I think that was it. Oh, potatoes, which it was two actual whole potatoes that were sliced.
Wow.
And they bring it to you on like, so you've got the hot pot and then they've got all of these little dishes that are just like long and flat and it has some on there.
Okay.
And then Ped is like, he's great at it. He's like, all right, he throws this stuff in there for me and then he'll be like, oh, that's ready. You can take it out now.
Wow. Because that's another thing. Like I'm worried about undercooking, especially if you've got things like pork or chicken. I wouldn't want to I know how to cook, but I've never cooked like with an actual broth bubbling away on a table. So I think that would be my concern is like, have I cooked this properly? Am I going to make myself ill? Mm. How do you tell that it's done?
Well, one of the most popular things is like the beef slices and the lamb slices and stuff like that. But they are like so incredibly thin.
Right.
So the moment you put them in the hot pot, they're practically already cooked.
Oh, okay.
They only take a couple seconds to be cooked and to be eaten. And yeah, that's it. That's like most, the only things that take a while are probably like the meatballs or the potato or something that's like kind of dense and thick.
Is the potato raw then when it comes to you?
Yeah, yeah. Everything is completely raw.
What about the chicken? Is that raw when it comes to you as well? Because that would, I would be afraid of, do you use like separate chopsticks and stuff, you know?
So the chicken, yeah, the chicken is, everything is raw, yeah, even the chicken. And you don't need separate. What I do is I kind of like boil my chopsticks in the hot pot. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, you just like stick them into like, you know, kill it, because it's going to be the hot pot is, I would say it's probably at least,
it's boiling too, because it's just, it's constantly like bubbling and stuff, which is the other thing that's really nice. Is it's the one reason that I wanted to do the wet one when we went back was I was like, oh, you know, it's, for me, it's cold out. So I'm like, you get to sit around this pot that's like just constantly bubbling and there's steam coming off of it and you're sat around it and it's like, you know, like this nice cozy little place that you're in and you're just like warm and you're getting a basically a steam facial though. But it's just so nice to just sit around it because it is hot. But I guess that's really, I didn't even think about that because like you know, you've basically got a place to wash and sanitize your chopsticks.
This dish is like super common in like the north of China. And It's a very good like winter dish. Like I wouldn't want to have this in the summer for sure. Just because of the heat that's radiating from the pot itself. The spiciness.
When I visited in the summer, I was like, "Can we go get hot pot?" And Pedwin's like, "We are not getting, we're not getting the wet one. We can get the dry one."
Record breaking, like.
So I've been waiting. I've been waiting since summer to come back and get this one. And actually, now that I've had the dry one so many times and like had it to where I feel like I can handle the spicy now, I actually did like the wet one is nice for like, you know, cooking things as you want them and just taking them out and having like this little conversation piece too. But the dry one I feel like has the better flavor, but it also probably comes down to like the broth and like Pedwin's saying, mixing everything and cooking it all together. Okay, so this is the image of the hot pot where it's divided down the middle, and one side has a bunch of chilies and tofu puffs. Tofu puffs are one of my favorite things to add in.
Those spongies. Oh, I love them. They're so, I should always get them because they're just, they soak up all the flavor and they're just, oh, so yummy.
Yeah, so don't trust anyone that says they don't like tofu. There are so many tofus out there. There is, like, I don't, I mean, I love tofu, but yeah, there is some tofu that I do not like and I do not ever want to try again. But there is tofu for like, I mean, it's just my personal taste.
Never again. Never again. The silken one that a lot of people don't like, but I think that one's more used in like a lot of times desserts. And that's the one that's like really soft and crumbly almost.
Yeah, I'm not really
a big
like
fan
that
of that. But tofu is so good and so versatile too, and you can like make it crispy. And the tofu puff one is like fried on the outside and fluffy on the inside. And when you put it in one of the wet like broths, it just soaks up all of the flavor. It's so delicious.
Yeah, literally, like you'll take out the hot pot and you can just push your chopsticks on it and all the juice is coming out of it.
It's a little sponge.
It's literally a sponge.
Yeah, this, but I can see like how thinly sliced the meat is here. So yeah, I can imagine that cooks like in a second and it's ready. It's ready to go.
You can like pick it off of the plate and then it's almost like, when this is a really weird insight into my brain, but I pick it up with my chopsticks and then I'll sometimes just hold it in the broth until, and then check, you know, if it's cooked or not. And I feel kind of like I'm drowning someone under the water, and that's what I imagine. But you can just hold it in there until it's done.
Just don't resist.
Just get drowned.
Also, I'd be worried about losing things in it. I'd be like, what Where did my meat go?
But just dig in there with it. You just dig and swirl things around until you find what you want.
Yeah, they'll have like a little ladle with like holes in it, so you can do the scooping. But the whole reason what you'll do is you'll like, you'll grab the thing you're looking for. And if it's like meat or something that can grab a lot of spices, you don't really want to have those peppercorns in there. So you can like shake it around in the middle a little bit. So all the peppercorns get out of it, and then you can take it out peppercorn free, but full of the flavor.
Yeah.
So there is like strategy behind it.
It's so tasty. Oh my gosh. When we went, we also had the salt and pepper squid things too, because since we had them with wraps, I was like, I want more of them. They're so good.
Yeah.
And then, so we got those. They brought the dry hot pot out, which we weren't expecting. And we were like, oh, okay. And so then we were just like, okay, guess we're eating this with our rice and everything. And then they brought out the wet one and all of the ingredients that we had asked for. Because we thought she was like, oh, okay, never mind on the dry hot pot. We'll just have the wet one instead. So we had salt and pepper squid. We had a dry hot pot full of, you know, the chicken poppers, the lotus, the broccoli, all of that stuff. And then we also had a yin yang like broth with like all of our meats and all of our veggies on the side. And we ate a decent amount of it. Wow. And it cost £100.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes. Very expensive.
That's, that does sound, but I mean, it's worth it. And like you say, if you've got, I mean, to be honest, if you were there with two other people, that's only £25 per person, which is pretty decent for such a lovely meal. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like you can really take your time with this experience. Like, I really enjoyed eating there because it felt like, oh, it's a really relaxed environment. Like, it's there to, like, you chat over what you're eating and, you know, it's just a really nice experience. So it doesn't feel like you need to like, all right, rush, rush, rush. We've got to eat all of this in a really fast time. And it's nice that you can, I remember the first time we went, Ped was like, oh, try this, try this, try this.
We love to feed O's. We love it.
I am a receptacle. I'm like a bin. You could just put anything in front of me and I'll eat it. I'll try it. And
even this last time when you had your own and I was still like, try this fish meatball.
And I was like, yes, please.
I was like sneaking it to her because I didn't want Ped to be like, hey, she's got her own.
But honestly, it's just a great social experience. And it's nice that we're able to do this now after obviously like COVID and stuff. You do, obviously, I don't think this would be a very COVID friendly meal.
Yeah, because
all sharing and but it's, I mean, to be honest, I reckon all the spices would completely obliterate any kind of disease that you could be carrying. Because I think I said as well, like after eating there, I feel really healthy. Like I've done something really good for my body because there's so many fresh ingredients and spices and like there's ginger, there's garlic. It just feels good for you.
It tastes healthy and it doesn't taste heavy. Mm-hmm. Like I eat it and I'm full, but I'm not like, oh my God, I'm so full, I want to die. I'm more just like, oh, I'm full and I feel good after eating that.
The dry one for sure feels very nice. The wet hot pot, however, you can accidentally like eat so much oil with that. You know what I mean, because it is literally just a big pan of oil. And if you have like the tofu sponge one where like, you know, obviously absorbs a lot of the sauce and stuff, you can accidentally like eat a lot of oil and you'll be having some regrets later that night. But the dry one, for the most part, probably still got a lot of oil in, of course, but it does feel like it feels nice because the vegetables, they absorb so much flavor. Like the tofu absorbs so much flavor. The meat is to die for. Like, it is really good.
For someone who doesn't have a lot of spice too, as soon as we start eating it, I feel my ears like open. I feel my sinuses open. And I'm like, okay, I can breathe and hear now.
It does feel like, I don't know, it's a euphoric experience. I'm thoroughly impressed with how good it is. I was gonna say, actually, I've had fondue before, but the fondue, I don't know what the actual name of this is, but it's basically like you get a big bowl of oil and then meat, and you put the meat in the oil. But I don't know what it's called.
There must be some type of fondue where you do that, because I've had that too.
Right.
Because I've done that. There's a restaurant that's pretty popular in America that does fondues, but they give you like a, oh, that's a chocolate one. Very delicious. they give you like a like this, which it's like similar to hot pot, but
yeah, that's
but
yeah.
like maybe like Europeanized, Americanized or
yeah.
something.
Mm. I've had it before where it's just like you get just a big thing of oil and it's really hot, and then
a deep fry one.
Yeah, and it's like your similar premise where you just like dip in your meat or your vegetables. And it's like deep frying stuff in front of you.
Maybe this German meat fondue. So it's like canola oil and then beef or chicken broth.
Right. Yeah, it probably is that. So that was like, I've had that maybe just a couple of times before, but it feels kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these little skewers that you skewer your beef or your vegetables with, and then you just leave them in there and then until they're ready. So yeah, maybe it's just like a European version of it.
Have you guys tried Korean barbecue?
No, not yet.
Josie?
I feel like I maybe have, but I can't think of an instance where it was like very memorable. So
yeah, because that's the one where you cook at the table, right?
Yeah. So we should do another show on this when we. when we have a Korean barbecue. But essentially, you go in at your table, there is essentially a barbecue. And then they bring you some meats, they bring you some seasoning, and you literally just season your food, put it on the barbecue, cook it yourself, eat it.
Wow.
Like directly just with like you can burn your tongue that way. But it's very good. Like just straight up season it, cook it, eat it. Mm. And it is really good.
That sounds great for, I suppose, like beef would be a good thing because you can like cook the beef to your liking. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have it like, oh, it's done and that's it. It's done. I'd be, again, I guess like you've got to know how to cook.
I get wary of chicken. Yeah, like you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, chicken.
I'm fine with all the other meats.
A ridiculous amount. Like, yeah, whenever I've had like chicken in hot pot or anything like that, I'll just overcook it to
yeah.
crisp or something.
Whenever I cook chicken or pork, I'm like, well, usually I just cook chicken. But if I cook chicken, I'm like, I'd rather it be dry than get like poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be difficult though. I'm pretty sure like this is a very ancient way of like cooking food, I assume. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old this like method of cooking is, but it's kind of like, oh, it's tried and tested. And, you know, I don't think you can go too far wrong. But I agree. And also, I kind of feel like there's better things to put in there than just chicken. Like, I can have chicken whenever. It's nice to have some of the more, like, unusual ingredients in there that you don't, like, cook yourself usually. Yeah, I can't wait to come back. I wanna be in Bristol again just so I can go here. Can we go again?
Yes. Oh my
yes,
gosh.
We can.
We'll probably wait till you come back because we've been twice now in 1 week, which luckily it was different people in there. But also I'm like, oh my god, like we paid $100.
Oof,
yeah, we're done on food for a while.
It was worth it, but it was like also was like, oh, $100. What else could I have bought with that? But I don't know. I would do it again. As in, like, if someone was like, oh, this is going to cost $100. Do you still want to eat it? I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do want to.
I think that's another thing that we went as like a group of us that it was like your arrival, so it's like we gotta go and eat something special, and it always is really special, and yeah, I'm just really excited to go back because it's just so good. It's and everything on the menu as well. Like it's sad because I want to try more of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have cold appetizers, and who were we talking to about the there's like a jellyfish salad. Shredded jellyfish and cucumber salad.
Mm.
Has anybody had that? Have you tried jellyfish, Ped?
No, I haven't had jellyfish.
I think did Duncan say he had jellyfish? I think maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I don't think he liked it. So that was another thing that was kind of like, And then there's like another cold appetizer, which is special shredded pig tripe. And mm-hmm. I'm not adverse to tripe. Like, tripe's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'd like it cold. I don't know. And then there's shredded pig ears in red chili oil that's cold. And it's like,
interesting for cold appetizers.
Yeah.
In the hot pot, it's really good.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, like, with all of the little... Because that kind of looks like lace or something. So all the bits of lace catching all of the seasonings, probably good.
But it's similar.
Oh, there's the salt and pepper wings too.
It has a similar crunch to the wood ear fungus that you tried. You know, the black mushroom. There's a similar crunch to that, like a little same texture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like it feels soft, but it has a crunch.
Interesting. It's got, a sort of like meaty, well, obviously it's meat, but it's like got that texture.
Mm-hmm.
And things like lotus root, which are just, it's a really nice, is lotus root, I guess it's a vegetable because it's in the name, it's a root, but I don't think I've ever had it until eating here. And man, I wish you could get that more readily as well, because it's another just delicious, like, filling, starchy, comforty, like, carby, yummy thing. But yeah, it's so good. And I can't wait to go back.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we go back next time, we should get, like, the sharing stuff. And then I think we should also just get maybe some other like mains and stuff too. Because just like dipping into each thing. Like, I don't know which thing Rav's got. There's like a fried beef seasoned with cumin, satay beef. Oh, he had the satay beef with, what is it, gailan or something. And that was just like a beautiful, like, I don't even know, like black bean paste or something it looked like. Just was so good, like some sort of thick sauce on it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, there's a lot to offer here, and I feel like if they just did the hot pot, it would be a winner, but they do so many other things as well that it feels criminal not to try more of their stuff. And I'd even go for, like, after we spoke about the tofu gate. I'd go for just a tofu thing, you know, because tofu is delicious.
Yeah, they've got 10 different tofu and vegetable things on this little tofu section of the menu, and all sorts of seafood, and just there's so many different things to try, and there's a bunch of different rice you can have on the side, or noodles, and I think they have also different like drinks, and the little loose leaf tea brought out to you in a little teapot. Ooh, really nice.
I'll have to try that next time as well.
So just a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, a lot of like new experiences that this place like does, I think. And I think next time I'd like to be a bit more adventurous and try maybe the spicy bullfrog. And maybe, like, I don't know, some of those bundle noodles, just to see
look cool.
We
can get like a big pot to share, and then just a bunch of other things to share. We'll go full traditional mode.
Big sharing energy.
And then when the bill comes, it's like, oh, it's fine, because it's split between like four or five
share
of
everything,
us. It's
not we too
can just, bad.
Just split it straight down.
Yeah, it'll be great. I think, so we had a lot of people ask us where this was at, because I took pictures the last time me and Pegwin went. So it's Bristol. It's 113 KTV, really good, on Park Street. There are quite a few other places, I think, that also do hot pot, the traditional wet one. I don't know how many other places do the dry hot pot. This is the only place that we've ever had it, and it's so good here. I don't know if I would be like, to go try another place.
Yeah, I know. And that feels kind of like, I think it'd be nice to try some other places up and down this road and other places that do the traditional hot pot as well, because as much as I love it here, I do think it'd be nice to sort of see how it differs and, you know, what other ingredients they have. It might all be the same, but they might have something that's like, wow, we didn't know we could get that in a wet hot pot. I don't know. So
duck tongue.
Duck tongues and pigs.
There was
just pig.
There was somewhere else I went in Bristol. And when I went in, I was kind of like scouting to actually find this dish that I really like that I've eaten in China.
Okay.
And some places they it's not on the normal menu. You kind of have to request it at some places. You have to be like, oh, do you have
secret menu?
The dry hot pot menu or the malashingwa menu. Because I think,
oh yeah,
so I don't know.
What is this mysterious secret?
Yeah, I mean, well, also some very authentic Chinese restaurants will literally, if you come in and they're like, oh, they want the English menu. There are like two different menus at some place. Not everywhere it, but some places will give you like the white person menu where it's like almost like just a regular Chinese takeaway. Because sometimes someone will walk off the street and they'll expect something. And then when they get like an authentic Chinese dish, they're like, wait a minute, this isn't what I'm used to. This isn't the Chinese takeaway corner equivalent or whatever. But I think Bristol is pretty good with them treating people like, you know, I think people know what they're going in for, you know?
Yeah, I think so many times.
As soon as you walk in, you kind of think, right, we're going to get a traditional experience.
Yeah, there's a vibe, right? Walk in, if anyone's going to get upset, like, them, you should get upset yourself in situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it would upset me if this place didn't do it traditionally. Like, that's what I want, you know? And yeah, you're very lucky in Bristol having so many amazing food places. There's nothing where I am that has anything like this. Maybe I'm just not looking hard enough. Maybe I need to see if, like, you know, that there might be somewhere that does this, but I expect it'd be the same deal where it'd be like, oh gosh, there's this white girl here. She probably chicken chow mein.
Put the bullfrog away.
Give her some chicken poppers and send her on her way.
Please, I want bullfrog. So yeah, it's thank you so much for taking us to this place, Ped, as well. Cause I think if you hadn't like looked for this specifically, I'd never have, you know, thought to try this, which is really cool. And anyone that is listening, like, if you have a hot pot place, like a traditional hot pot restaurant near you, definitely try it. It's just such a cool experience. And I'm speaking from only having the dry one, but I desperately want to try the wet one as well after hearing about, like, you know, the experience of that. But yeah, for sure, check it out. It's really good.
It's delicious.
I think it's underrated in a lot of in my mind, it was underrated. I was kind of like, oh, how good can it be? It's just bubbly soup that you dip things in. But honestly, they really put thought and care and attention into how it tastes. And yeah, it's very, very, very cool.
And the experience is really great too.
Yeah.
It's fun to sit around with everybody and I think just the idea of like sharing your food with people, like I always really like that. And I think a lot of times when everybody gets a separate thing, it's like, oh, you know, like I really want to try that person's food, but I don't want to be like some kind of freak that's like asking every single person if I can try what they're eating.
I know.
So I like the shared meal experience.
You can't really do that with like a burger though, can you? Like,
yeah. Give me a bite.
I mean, I would. when we were in Vegas, I think we ate in like this. I can't even remember which. You get so muddled up with like, where was I? Where was this place? But Rav's ordered this billion. With going off on tangent now, but Rav's ordered a billionaire's burger, and it had foie gras in it, and it was so rich. I don't think he could even like do half of it. It was so, so rich. So he ended up like sharing the rest out between like Harry, Sarah, Duncan and myself. And even after one bite, I was like, my God, I don't even know how you'd eat a whole one of this. But that's the only time I feel okay about nicking someone else's food is when like they're like, I'm done. Yeah. Like I cannot eat anymore. And it's like,
eat
I'll
scrap.
Help. I'm like a dad. I'll eat anyone's leftovers.
I do like the whole sharing food thing because usually you'll just order one meal for yourself and it's like kind of just, there's not, you know, you get, there's not much palate, you know? Like, you get one flavor taste and
also,
that's it.
I hate it. I hate it so much when you get that dish envy. When you're like, mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh,
I picked the wrong thing. Why did I do this? Whereas, like, this is like, you can't, I don't think there's a way that you could have picked, like, you can't pick the wrong thing because you're all sharing the same thing. Mm. So that's why I like this so much is that, you know, even if you're like, oh, I really want to try, I don't know, for example, the head has gone crazy and ordered his least favorite tofu, might be one that I really like, and I'll be like, cool, I'll have your tofu that you don't like so much. Yeah, that's
or if
the
I'm
worst
full, yeah, and there's just loads. And also with the wet hot pot, the good thing about the wet hot pot is the ingredients raw and you're the one cooking it, so if you do realize one of them's like everyone likes a certain one and it's getting low, It's already raw. You just go, oh, hey, can we get more
of
this?
Just order more, yeah.
And then it immediately comes because it is literally, you're cooking it yourself.
That's so, yeah, that's a great thing, isn't it? Because, yeah, there's not really many places where you could be like, I need extra
noodles or something. And they're like, oh, let us cook them.
Yeah, oh, we got to go and, yeah, and it's a bit of an issue. But yeah, you just dunk it straight in. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Ooh. Yeah, me too.
I'll go again.
I definitely want to go again, and I'm going to order some. And the thing that's, again, with the, like, wanting more stuff, if there's something that you're like, actually, I'm not feeling this, then you can leave it. Obviously, like, you don't want to because they are quite pricey, the additions that you put in there. But, you know, if you're not feeling a certain thing, you're like, oh, I'll just leave that. That's fine.
Chances are, though, at the table, maybe someone else will like it, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So you could be like, oh, these aren't for me, but then someone's like, oh, I'll eat this.
Yeah, for sure. Which would be me. I'll eat anything. I am not. I have no shame. I'll eat anything. I'm a hungry boy. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back soon.
Yay.
Thanks for showing us this today, Ped, and introducing us to this stuff just originally, because I would never have ventured to try this stuff, and now I'm addicted. Oz is addicted.
Yeah.
So it's great. So just because you're our guest, can please tell the lovely audience where they can find you at if they would like more Pedgwin content and the kind of stuff that you do.
Follow me on Twitter at Pedgwin, YouTube at Pedgwin, Twitch at Pedgwin, at Pedgwin.
I like that you had a jingle for it. Amazing.
Yeah, we didn't even prepare a jingle. but yeah, you stream quite a lot on Twitch as well, don't you? So, and you do like a lot of plate up. This guy is like the plate up king.
Mm-hmm. I'll get addicted to one game and play it for about 6 months, and then I'll get addicted to another game and play it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Last one was Dread Hunger. Now it's plate up. Who knows what's next? I just installed 2,500 Skyrim mods, and I'm like,
oh,
is this enough to get me addicted Skyrim? Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on Feels on Meals today. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening as well. And if you're watching this on Boba's YouTube channel, thank you for watching. I hope you've enjoyed seeing all the delicious looking things. And oh, yes, I'm very jealous that you guys are in such close proximity. I can imagine you guys going there before I'm down next.
I know. We'll have to organize it. I don't know if we'll go back until you come back because,
no way.
We did just drop $100 the last time we were there. So we are a little bit like, okay, we'll wait till our friends are here. But yeah, we'll go back again once you get here. But
awesome.
If any of you listening venture to have hot pot, or dry hot pot or anything, please, like, the one thing that I always request from anybody, if you want to tag me in any food pictures, and I'm sure Oz is also like, please let me see your food.
Please
tag us on Twitter in pictures of the food that you eat, because I just love looking at food and seeing it and
me
eating
too.
It with my eyes.
Yeah.
And you can, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, even if it's something that you've cooked yourself, like,
I don't
know, just please tag me in it, because I like looking at what people are eating. I love it.
Even your Tesco's meal deal. I don't care. I'll look at that too.
Yeah, I would. I'm going to judge it based on like what crisps, what sandwich and drink you've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll rate it out of 10. So there do it.
Hot pot at home isn't actually too difficult. You can get yourself a little portable stove thing. Mm-hmm. And then you can easily get those pans with the divider, and then you can just buy the bases and throw it in some boiling water and you're done.
It is just a base. There you go. Base,
yeah. Wow. Okay.
Make it at home. This is what this literally says. Make hot pot at home. So if you have any suggestions for us in future, or if you just want to tell us about some food you've had, let us know at feelsonmeals@gmail.com. Let us know.
Yes, please. All right. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.